Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, Lee.
Wow, I can't believe it's finally here!
What, Thursday? I know. I wait for it every week with bated breath.
No, not Thursday.
Oh my goodness, is it Tuesday? How embarrassing!
No, Megan, what's here is our very special bonus episode about the secret life of pets.
Oh, right!
Featuring a brand new story from one of our listeners.
Do tell.
I will. We asked our listeners to send us stories about what happens when pets get left alone.
Oh, I know all about that. I left my parakeet, Sandy, all alone once. When I got home, she had fully staged Grease, the musical, with my hamster, Danny. But that's what I get for naming my pets after characters in great theatrical works.
I see.
I also have a pair of turtles named Hedda and Nora. They're very independent.
Uh-huh. Megan, I want to hear all about your pets, but even more, I want to announce the winner of our contest and hear their story.
Oh, great. Go ahead. Afterwards, I'll tell you all about my two goldfish, Rachel and...
Let me guess. Ross?
No, Rachel and Megan.
Oh, you. All right. So, first of all, we want to thank everyone who sent us stories for the Secret Life of Pets contest. We read every single one of them, and we really love them all. Best of all, we are responding to every single story we got. So if you sent us one, thank you, and you'll hear from us soon. Now for the story you've all been waiting for. It is indeed about a pet that has a secret life. But you might be surprised at what kind of pet this story is about. Okay, I'll tell you. It's a dragon! And the dragon's owner is a medieval horse-riding knight. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Otis. I'm 4 years old, and I'm from Maine. This is my story, The Knight Cat Dragon.
Oh, good peasants, come hither, for I, brave Sir Knight, your humble lord and vassal, shall soon set forth on a great journey. But before I take my leave, let us check double my list of to-dos. Hath the castle lights been extinguished?
Yes, sire.
And what of the garage door?
Closed, my liege.
Ah, by your good cheer, my worries have been allayed. I go now, unless there is any task that hath from my mind slipped.
My liege, there is but one.
Yes? Speak now!
Well, Sir Knight, it is in regards to your, well, pet dragon.
Did someone say dragon?
Oh.
That's me! What? Are we going for a walk? Oh boy, oh boy. Are we going to play fetch? I love fetch. I promise I won't accidentally burn down that village again.
Oh,
hey, where's everyone going? Dragons! Who wants to play?
Dragon! Do calm down.
Sorry, Mr. Knight. I just get so excited.
Listen close, Dragon. Before I take my leave, I need thee to pay heed as I, once again, recite the rules of the keep.
Okay.
Number one! Thou shalt not set anything ablaze.
No fire? Oh boy, starting with the tough ones. Okay.
Number two. Thou shalt not eateth the mailman.
Oh, I was hoping you'd forget that one.
Number three. No dragon friends allowed.
Oh, come on. Why can't I have my friends over?
Because, dragon, your dragon friends are naughty dragons. Now, be good, and when I return, we shall, perhaps, play fetch. Fare thee well!
Oh, boy, oh, boy, Dragon. Don't forget what Mr. Knight said. You gotta follow the rules. What were those rules again?
Mailman.
Oh, boy, the mail is here. Hello, you must be the new mailman.
I sure am. We just can't seem to keep anyone on this route. They all mysteriously disappear.
That's weird.
Yes, it is. Anyway, here's your mail.
Thanks. Well, it was nice to eat you.
Don't you mean nice to meet you?
Nope.
Oh.
Now I'm inside a dragon. I probably should have seen this one coming.
Oh no! I already broke one of the rules! Well, at least I didn't set fire. Well, there goes the mail. That's 2 out of 3 rules broken! Oh boy, dragon, you're off to a rough start. Could this get any worse?
Hey, dragon!
Oh, hey, it's my dragon friends!
We just heard that you were home alone, so we thought we'd stop by to see if you needed any company.
Yeah, company.
Oh, that's real thoughtful of you twos. Hey, wait a second. I'm really not supposed to have any friends over while Mr. Knight is away. I'm trying to be a good dragon.
You want to play fetch?
Do I? Let's go!
Oh, what do you do on a dragon play date? Tell some jokes, play games, and stay up late. Then you fly to fight some knights in a battle, scare the whole town, and maybe eat up some cattle. It's a dragon play date, a dragon play date. Oh boy, that play date was really great.
Oh boy, that was a great song. Thanks, Wandering Minstrel.
You are most welcome, Dragons 3, for the song upon my lips. Perchance a copper you could spare. We minstrels live off tips.
Get lost, minstrel.
Oh, my tights are ablaze. Oh!
Sorry, minstrel.
So, what should we do now?
Hey, look, a playground.
Let's go play on it.
Oh, I don't know. I think we're too big.
You're definitely too big.
Quiet, mailman.
Sorry.
What's the worst that could happen? Let's go.
Father, push me again, for this swing is ever so fun.
Yes, child, it is, and I shall. What curse is this? Fie! Dragons approacheth! Everyone flee! Flee!
Oh, relax. We just want to try out these monkey bars. Oops.
Yeah, and this slide. Whoopsie.
Father, they are tearing down the playground. Whoever shall save us from these naughty dragons?
I shall save you.
Tis brave Sir Knight.
I'm in trouble now.
Naughty dragon friends, be gone, lest I unsheath my wrath upon you.
Whoa, what did that mean?
I don't know, but it sounded scary. Let's get out of here.
Later, dragon.
Wait, my dragon friends, where are you going?
Dragon!
Oh, hey, Mr. Knight. You're back early.
To my rules you've paid no heed. You have both set things ablaze and let those naughty dragons get the best of you. But at least you didn't eat the mailman. That is an improvement.
Neither sleet nor snow nor dragon stomach shall stay this courier.
Dragon!
I'm sorry, Mr. Knight. I just get so distracted sometimes. Please, don't send me away. I don't know what I would do without you. Oh, boy. Please, Mr. Knight. Please. You're my only real friend.
Oh, dragon, your soft words hath cooled my wrath. Staying mad at you seems not something I am able to do. Come now, let us rebuild this playground and retrieve that mailman from out thy belly!
Oh, what do you do on a dragon playdate? Fix up the playground until it looks great. Then help the mailman get out of your gizzard. Use the knight's magic, turn him into a wizard.
Magic!
Now.
Oh boy, I don't feel so hot.
Here I come.
I think I'm gonna.
Aha! Stuck the landing. And now that I'm a wizard, I will go back to my life as an ordinary mailman. Goodbye.
Wow, thanks, Mr. Knight.
And thanks to the minstrel for that fine song.
Such praise is more precious than gold, Sir Knight, when it doth come from thee. But a tuppence would help to patch the burns upon my hosiery.
Oh, TMI, minstrel.
Sorry.
A halfpenny for thy troubles.
Woo! The end.
Woo. That was a great
so
story.
Funny.
Oh, I just loved that.
Me too.
I wish we could hear another story about a pet's secret life. I truly do.
Well, you're in luck, Megan, because next up, we have an encore of a song from last season of the Story Pirates podcast. It's about a special vacation spot enjoyed by a certain reptile.
Oh my. Is this what I think it is?
It sure is.
Turtle Beach!
Hi, my name's Reagan. I'm 11 years old and I live in Utah. This is my story. It's called Turtle Beach.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Debbie. It's me, his mom. I just wanted to call because I don't know if you heard about this thing called the Myth of Turtle Beach.
No.
I guess it's some beach where there's a whole bunch of turtles or something. I don't know. It sounds amazing. Anyway, I'll let you go. I have to get back to the hospital because I'm a doctor.
Yes, you are. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Whoa. Shelby the tortoise, did you just hear that? Oh, Shelby. Wow. Turtle Beach. I wonder if a place really exists. Where turtles laugh and play without a care. Living together in harmony.
Turtle Beach? Yeah, I've been there.
Whoa, Shelby, you can talk?
Yeah, I can talk. I'm a tortoise.
I had no idea.
Anyway, I've been to Turtle Beach before. I go all the time.
Wow.
You want me to tell you about it? On Turtle Beach, it's where the turtles live, laughing and playing in the sun, where the air's as sweet as a summer's peach. Oh, that's what it's like on Turtle Beach. On Turtle Beach, on Turtle Beach, where they shake their shells, wag their wriggly tails and feet. Yeah, there's turtles as far as the eye can reach. Oh, Sheldon, Shalula, Shalaska, Shelsky,
oh yes, hello,
and Thomas.
Oh, hello.
Hi, everyone.
Here, let us show you around.
Over on the rocks is where us box turtles box,
and we painted turtles. We paint our shells for fun.
All over the map, the snapping turtles love to snap,
and the leatherbacks they lay back.
As far as the eye can reach, oh, that's what it's like.
totally.
That's great! Oh, this calls for something special. I have it. A seaweed feast!
Yeah! A seaweed feast! Chasing on turtles!
The sun goes down and the stars come out.
And we say goodnight to all our friends. Then we fall asleep to the sounds of the sea.
And we wake up in the morning and we do it all again.
Yeah!
Thanks for listening to today's special bonus episode of the Story Pirates Podcast. We'll be back next week with a special announcement about season 3.
Oh, wow. We're going to have a season 3?
Yes, and we're going to announce it next week.
I better start vocally warming up.
Yeah, you better do that.
Yeah.
And grown-ups, if you haven't done so yet, be sure to pick up your copy of The Secret Life of Pets 2, available now on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD. And make sure you tune in next week to hear about our big announcement for season 3. See you soon. Bye!